This is May the 19th, and I am interviewing Axie Fox, who's going to tell us some incidents about Wade. Can you tell me about the early settlement?
Well, I think this road probably was settled first in the town of Wade. And I think Winslow Tompkins' family down the end of the road were one of the first. And then others, there was a number come along about the same time. And the neighbors have long settled quite thickly on this road. They would be Peter Dickerson and Charles Campbell and Winslow Tompkins. I think those were the three earliest settlers.
When did the Foxes come? What time did you?
We moved here in 1913.
Were the two brothers that settled at the same time?
Well, Sterl came first to see him, and Stan came two or three years later.
And can you tell us some of the early settlers on the other Duntown Road?
Well, I really don't know the names. I think Churchill's has lived on the River Road and on the further downtown road, but I really don't know how long.
Now, Wade was, do you remember what township it was?
No, I don't.
No, it was Township 13 in Range 4 at first.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And, now, are there four roads in Gardner Creek? Can you tell us about them, the names of them?
This has been called the North Wade Road, and the other one is the, what did you tell me it was?
Duntown Road.
Duntown Road. And the next one is the Gardner Creek Road, and the other one is the Haines Road.
Yes. Are these dead-end roads?
Yes, they are all dead-end roads.
Do you remember who the first owners of the land was around here?
Here?
Well, the Wade plantation, who owned it in the first place?
Dunn owned a good share of the town of Wade, a man by the name of Dunn, and I think there are still a few lots in town that's still owned by Dunn. That's where it got its name for a good many years. This big landowner, of course.
That was called Duntown.
Come to be called Duntown, I suppose.
And then it was changed to
Wade.
Do you remember what year that was?
Well, it was when it was incorporated.
That
1913.
Was 1913. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much the lot sold for? An acre?
You've got that.
$3. Yes. Yeah. And there were no reservations. They didn't have to. They could keep the timber on the lots.
Yes, and they sold a lot of lots back to the end of this road for wood lots, you know. We had one, and most of the neighbors and a number of the neighbors along the road did.
But I think on the other Duntown Road, there were two wood lots.
Yes, the end of the roads was lot, so much pulp and lumber cut, you know.
Can you tell me about the church on
this this church down to the corner of the road? Was built in 1906, and it's the Advent Christian Church. Of course, it's, what did I say, improved the lots since that.
Good. Now, what about schoolhouses? Did each road have their own schoolhouse?
Yes, each road has their own schoolhouse. This one was built in 1912, and the others were later. But when we first came here, it was just a little small schoolhouse. This was a big improvement, and then our children went here, but the grandchildren has always gone Washburn. Mm-hmm. Great-grandchildren.
They're being bused, huh?
Oh, yes.
What about your town officials here? Do you have selectmen from each district?
Yes, we do some, but there's more on this road, really. Like, sick man?
Mm-hmm.
Leroy Dickerson and Gary Fox and David Tompkins.
Now, these are the present select men.
Yes.
Do you remember who the first ones were?
Oh, I've got the book. Could we shut that minute?
Mrs. Fox, you have the town report for
1913 and 14.
Would you want to tell us who your town officials were at that time?
Well, the assessors, they were called C.L. Campbell, W.D. Dunn, and P.F. Dickinson. Maybe I should have given you the first names. The other was Peter Dickinson, Roy Dickinson, that much corner, his father.
And I understand in the warrant there was an article to change the town from the plantation away to Wade.
Yes, yes, it was.
Can you tell us who, something about the school then, who your teachers were? And
well, we had at that time, we always had a 6 weeks term in the summer. And Harry Humphrey was our first teacher the first year that we were here in this new school building was in 1911. Harry Humphrey was one that was the teacher for the summer term. And then John McLean, another man teacher from Presque Isle, from Washburn, was our winter teacher. And of course the other schools.
Then all the schools in the around here had summer session?
Yes. Yes, they had 6 weeks in the summer. And they closed early, didn't start as early in the fall, or they didn't want to stay as late in the spring. Yeah. And of course the report gives the amount for their wood and for their janitor work and all those things. And there was always some of the boys that went to school, always tended the fire and did the sweeping and things like that.
How much were the teachers paid? A week,
what was their
salary?
Mm-hmm. Well, Harry Humphrey got $10 a week, and J.W. McLean got $10. And for the fall term, Carrie Bean got $10. Kit Flanagan in the winter got $10. That's for the gun school. Spring, Celia Bugley, $10. In the fall, Gladys Nickerson, $9 at the gun school. This other was the North Wade school. In the Donnelly Brook school, it was Jenny Duncan, $8. Clara Maynard, $8. And Almeda Giggy, $8.
Now, if they went to Washburn to high school, did the town of Wade have to pay tuition for them?
Yes,
did they?
I don't know just where that is.
But now it's consolidated.
The town
by
pays
the schools.
It,
yes.
Yeah.
What about your church now here on this road? When was that?
It was built in 1906. Mm-hmm. 1906. Mm-hmm.
You had Mr. Blackstone, who's been your minister here for several years, hasn't he?
Oh, I should know
you more.
Exactly, but I don't. It must be 35 years anyway, at least.
It's a long time for one.
Yeah.
One
yes, day. Yes, it is.
Fox, I understand that you remember about the first Stanley steamer that was in this area. Could you tell us about it?
Well, it was owned by Mr. Bracken. He was the man that owned all of the mill and the store and everything at Perham. And he and a man by the name of Spaulding had the first two cars that I ever remember being around. And after he had it and learned to drive it pretty well, he invited, I think, 6 or 8 of us children to go up on a certain road to have a ride in that Stanley steamer. Of course, we were very pleased that we happened to be the ones that were asked to have the first ride. But There was no top on it. It was just a kind of this seat up there on the four wheels. It wasn't a very pretty car, I didn't think, at the time. Of course, we did at the time. We thought it was real nice at that time, but now we... But anyway, it was... just had a lever or a stick or something to steer it by. There was no wheel, as I remember.
It had to be cranked, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Yes, it had to be cranked. So I don't know what much more about it. I suppose that he had driven it a lot after that, probably. I think that's all I remember.